The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
What a strange, strange turn of events in Iran. And I am absolutely spellbound by watching the response of the liberal left. Now, most of you know at least a little bit of what's going on. You know, of course, that President Trump ordered a strike on Iran's top general, who the civilized world had labeled a terrorist years ago. Great Britain labeled this guy a terrorist. Germany had labeled him a terrorist. France had labeled him a terrorist. The civilized world had recognized this guy as a terrorist responsible for the death of at least hundreds of Americans, if not thousands, and the main sponsor of terrorism around the world. Well, Donald Trump decided we're going to take him out. And they did with incredible efficiency. Taken out by a drone, a missile. And anyway, there were riots in Iran. And the last I read, I think it was over 65 people died. There were funeral processions, and I think in three different cities, as they transported his body to the place of final burial. And there was just mobs. And I think I'm correct that more than 65 people died just in the mobs surrounding the casket and the funeral procession and so forth. In other words, they killed each other. And they were protesting against America, and they were burning American flags. And if you remember the extreme coverage by the American press and the liberal left politically, look what Donald Trump did. He has united all of Iran against America. And the implication was, these are just wonderful, peace-loving people who were just kind of, you know, minding their own business until Trump did this terrible, horrible thing, and the entire nation of Iran was united against the great Satan America. That's the way it was portrayed in the American press and even on the floor of Congress by the liberal left. Okay. Now, you also know that a Ukrainian airliner was shot out of the sky right in the middle of all of this. And American intelligence almost immediately said the Iranians did it. The Iranians shot down that airliner with a missile. And immediately, American intelligence said, we don't think they meant to, but they did it. We don't think it was intentional, but they did it. And then Great Britain, their intelligence force services said, you know, we have satellite imagery and so forth. We're almost positive that the Iranians did it. Well, there were a bunch of Canadians on the plane. So Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada called a press conference and said, we are certain the Iranians shot down this airplane with our citizens on it, and we are demanding answers. Okay? The Iranians said, it wasn't us. We didn't do it. Well, no, it wasn't what they had for 3 or 4 days. The official Iranian position from the government was, it's not us. And you remember that at first they said, we're not turning the black box over. No, we're not going to allow any investigation. And in fact, most of the airplane wreckage was immediately moved, which is never, ever, ever done. All of the wreckage is left until there's a long investigation. But anyway, finally, after 3 to 4 days, the Iranian government finally said, oops, it was us. It was us. And in fact, the top Iranian commander released a press statement, and he said this. This is the commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard just yesterday. He said, and I quote, I swear to Almighty God that I wished I was on that plane and had crashed with them and burned, but had not witnessed this tragic incident. I have never been this embarrassed in my entire life. Never. He went on to say it was an accident. It was unintentional. He feels terrible. He feels awful. But they took responsibility. Now, what has happened since the Iranians took responsibility? Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Iranians have taken to the streets protesting their own government. Their own government. Oh, you say, I haven't seen that on the news. Yeah, I know. When they were protesting America, it was everywhere. When they were protesting their own government, no. The one exception of the mainstream media, and I can't believe it, CNBC had this headline yesterday afternoon. Quote, our enemy is here. Iran protesters demand leaders quit after military admits it shot down plane. Quote, they are lying that our enemy is America, but our enemy is right here. A group of protesters outside a university in Tehran chanted, according to video clips posted on Twitter. Riot police fired tear gas at thousands of protesters in the capital on Saturday, where many had chanted death to the dictator, directing their anger not at the United States, but at the Islamic Republic's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. This is CNBC. Reuters reports police were out in force in the capital on Sunday. Public anger boiled up following days of denials by the military that it was to blame, issued even as Canada and the United States said a missile had brought the plane down, and so forth. It's an 8-page story from CNBC, and I looked all over. They're the only ones that really covered multiplied thousands of protesters in Iran protesting their own government. And then, I don't know whether you've seen this, this was not reported on the mainstream media, but out of a British, the Daily Mail in Great Britain. Headline, incredible moment, Iranian students refuse to step on U.S. and Israeli flags amid anti-government marches. At Shahid Beheshti University, evidently the president of the university, painted American flags and Israeli flags at the entrance to the university, painted on the ground. The intention? That students would walk over those flags entering the university to disrespect America and Israel. The video being reported by the Daily Mail, not by CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN. No. The Daily Mail in Britain shows thousands of students refusing to to step on the American flag or the Israeli flag. Now, when the protesters were protesting America, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leaders in the House and the Senate were condemning America, condemning the president. And when the Iranians began protesting their own government and even showing support for America, those very same Democratic leaders were silent. Does that tell you what you need to know about the attitude of the liberal left towards our own country? Yeah. All right. Quick break. Stay tuned. Some really important things to discuss. Don't go away.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I have said this many, many times. My first allegiance is to Jesus and his kingdom. That rises above my allegiance to America. I make no apologies for that. My first allegiance is to Jesus and a heavenly kingdom. With that said, however, I am a proud red, white, and blue American, and I am very grateful for America. And yes, I have no problem whatsoever in pledging allegiance to our flag. Now, I have also said this many times before. I have been blessed so much, more than most people. I believe I have been in 32 countries. Next month, it'll be 33. I head to Indonesia in about 3 weeks with the Bible League. It's been a long time since I've traveled the Bible League, but we'll be, Lord willing, we'll be headed to Indonesia the 1st of February. And I believe, I'll have to count, but I think that will be the 33rd country that I've been able to travel to and minister in. Now, that doesn't make me an expert on anything. I keep saying that. But I have been able to observe more countries than most Americans. Okay? And I want you to know something. There is no place like America. There is no place like America. I've been to Great Britain twice. It was fun. It was enjoyable. Got to see, you know, the castles in London, Piccadilly Square, and that was nice. But it's not America. Been to Scotland. Oh my goodness, Scotland is beautiful. I wouldn't want to live there. I've been to Ireland and Northern Ireland. Gorgeous. Beautiful countryside. I wouldn't want to live there. I love America, and we are blessed. I don't believe any country on planet Earth has ever been blessed as much as America. And yet, get this headline. Shocking number of young Americans say other countries are better. This, my friends, is a result of liberal left influence on our colleges and university. In a recent Pew Research poll, 47% of Democrat and Democrat-leaning Americans between the ages of 19 and 29 prefer other countries over the U.S. 47% of young people aged 19 to 29 who are Democrat or Democrat-leaning said, yeah, America's okay, but there are other countries that are better. Only 19% of Republican young people said the same. Now, I think that's shocking, 19%. The polls showed when all thrown together, liberals, conservatives, Democrats, independents, 36% of the age group, 19 to 29, say that other countries are greater than the United States of America. It is just jaw-dropping to me, and it is proof. These kids have not traveled to other countries. I've been to Austria. Oh, my goodness, it's magnificent. It's beautiful. I wouldn't want to live there. Been to Germany. So many wonderful things about Germany. I wouldn't want to live there. Been all over Africa. I've been all over South America. There are places in Africa. I love the country of Kenya. That was the very first foreign country I ever visited. And I fell in love with Kenya. But I wouldn't want to live there unless God told me to move there. Because of the liberal left influence on our colleges and universities, 47% of Democrat or Democrat-leaning Americans age 19 to 29 say they believe that there are other countries better than America. Well, if the liberal left ever gains full control of our country, that will probably become a reality.